Hey, hey, welcome to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica Odom, live here from the American Family Field Studio on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth Journey Team. This is the place to be if you want to talk everything mindset, money, and real estate today. Also, our talk and text lines are open at 833-212-1017. Make sure you tap in today. I am excited to be back, y'all. It feels like I've been away forever, but I haven't. But I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back on this journey. And of course, we have another amazing topic conversation and amazing guest in the building. Today, we are talking mindset. And our topic specifically is talking about daily habits of high achievers, what winners do differently. So listen, if you consider yourself a winner, if you a high achiever, if you a doer, I need you to tap in. I definitely need you to call in because this is one of those topics that I like to say, what's the word I want to use? It is a very opinionated topic. There's no right or wrong answer. I think it's perspective, right? And one thing I love about perspective is you can't have enough perspective. Multiple perspective, you know, brings insightfulness. So please tap in today. I want to open up the show with some announcements. So I see, hopefully everybody can see, I'm sporting my gear directly from my boutique, Boutiques on the Go. This is a part of the Journey Collection. So all of my real estate moguls out there, you see it, tap into boutiquesonthego.online and get yours today. We also have other amazing hats, hoodies, t-shirts, all of the things. So make sure you check out the Journey Collection on boutiquesonthego.online. The other thing that I want to mention before we dive in today is Odom Investments and Property Management, which if you don't know, that is my business. And we are a real estate company, but we also are very big on community. Community is everything to me. And so every year for the last 5 years, we have been doing something called December Family Christmas Giveaway. And so this year we have the opportunity to collaborate with the Milwaukee Women's Center. And if you don't know, the Milwaukee Women's Center is actually a shelter for women and children. And so this year we have the opportunity to go in and we're going to be hosting a holiday brunch for their guests. So all the guests will be served brunch. In addition to that, we are doing a toy donation. So if you are looking to give back this season or would like to support the journey, the mission, we are still taking toy donations that you can drop off at our office. So if you want more information about that, you can call in. We can get you that information. Otherwise, you can reach out to me and we'll make sure you get that information so you can make your donations. But yes, we are taking toys. Our goal, we want to see those kids smile. We want to see families smile, right? Just because you may be experiencing something in that moment doesn't mean you don't deserve to feel joy, okay? So we want to make sure that everyone is well taken care of and that these kids can walk away with at least one toy. My goal is for them to walk away with more than one toy. And so that's where you all come in. So we need you to show up for that and support for the 5th annual December Family Christmas Giveaway. Now, the other announcement, drum roll. Odom Investments and Property Management, I am happy to announce that we made our 7th year in business on December 1st. Talk about this journey. It really has been a journey. It really has. And so I can appreciate it. And the reflecting part of it is most because you think about where you started 7 years ago and the vision you had 7 years ago. And it's definitely different now. And it definitely has grown. It has expanded. It has turned into things that I didn't even see 7 years ago that we're doing. So I say that to say always believe, always trust, and definitely trust the process because you will surprise yourself of what the outcome can be. Now, today, going back to our topic, what winners do differently and what are the daily habits of high achievers? So, Journey Team, I'm going to tap in a little bit to myself because, yes, I do consider myself a high achiever and a winner, okay? So, let's talk about my daily habits and then we're going to dive deeper into this conversation. But yes, I do believe that winners and high achievers have a daily habit. I always like to say, like, kids, right? Kids need routine. Adults need routine. Anybody who has a routine knows that if you are thrown off that routine, it like really throws your day off. So routine is important. But where is all my 4 a.m. people, my 4 a.m., 5 a.m. club? Yes, your coach, I am a part of that 4 a.m. club. And so that is the most critical part of my day. And the reason why is because it is the most silent and calmness of my day. My day is very long. It's very hectic. It's go. It's nonstop. So I can appreciate a quiet, still morning to be able to just hear the birds, breathe, have silence. Okay. And one thing that I don't absolutely do, I don't talk to anybody in the world before I talk to God first. That's my number one person. Every single morning, we're having a conversation about Erica and all the things, okay? And then we can start talking to people. So that's a little bit about my morning. And after that, Journey Team, where is all my healthy workout people at? Yes, your coach is definitely in the Team Health Club. I'm very big on health because one of the things that I've learned on my own personal journey to success is health. I always like to say health is the real wealth. If you don't have health, you don't have anything. You can have all the money in the world, but it's not going to mean anything if you don't have the health you need to keep you going strong and to keep you to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. So yes, I am that 4 a.m. person. I am that person that likes to be in the gym every morning, and I am very big on motivational speaking. And the reason why I'm highlighting is you're probably like, why do we care about she gets up at 4 a.m., she goes to the gym? Because there's purpose behind what I'm saying. And to bring it full circle, it is important how you set the tone of your day. That is one thing I could tell you that is facts on my own journey to success. If you start your day off negative and get out the bed and say, I'm not a morning person, I don't want to get up. Well, guess what? You just set the tone for your day. Versus if you get up out the bed and you look at yourself and say, okay, girl, we got to make it happen today. We're going to do this today. Today is going to be an amazing day. That's total different energy. So how you set your own tone for your day matters. You got to bring the energy for yourself. You can't look from the energy for other people. You got to bring it first and set the tone for your day and do whatever you need to do. Maybe workout is not your thing. Maybe you're a 5 a.m., a 6 a.m. person. I'm not really sure what that looks like, but it's important that you find your own routine and set the tone for your day so you can be ready. Because we know, Journey Team, when we go out to the world, we are going to be faced with conflict. I don't care who you are. You can be the most peaceful person in the world. Conflict is going to meet you sooner and later. And you have to be ready and know how to deal with that and not let it knock you off your square and still continue your purpose for the day and still continue your focus for the day. So starting your day is critical. Start your day positive. For those of you that like to say, I'm not a morning person, that's a problem. Coach Erica is telling you that is a problem, and that is something you need to address ASAP before we get into 2026, okay? Other things, energy. People, energy does not lie. That's one thing I've learned. You have to protect your peace. You have to protect your energy. Now, everybody needs a friend, right? Needs somebody that they can talk, vent, whatever, but energy. If your energy is low, if you are a negative person, if everything is negative, if everything is bad, why would you do this? Why you didn't do that? I don't need those type of people in my circle, Journey Team. And you shouldn't want those type of people in your circle either, because that's not the right type of energy. I need you to surround yourself with people who are going to fill your cup. I always say, I need somebody who's going to fill my coffee cup up. Okay, for my coffee drinkers, I need coffee, cream, sugar, all of the things, because your coach likes sweet coffee. So I need my coffee filled up, okay? And as part of filling that up, I need good energy to fill that up. So we want to keep that in mind. And the other thing that I'm going to touch on quick is my entrepreneurs out here, is because anybody who is an entrepreneur or seeking to become an entrepreneur, what I can tell you, it is very rewarding, But it's hard. And anybody that tells you being an entrepreneur is not hard, I would probably go back and look at them again because they're not being honest with you. Being an entrepreneur is hard and it takes discipline. When we talk about the daily habits of a high achiever, Journey Team, when I go to my office every morning, there's nobody there to tell me you got here late. There's nobody there to tell me you can't go home. There's nobody there to tell me when to take my lunch break or how to handle my day. I'm the boss. Nobody tells me anything.
But here's right.
Right. Okay. But here's the thing. I still have to have discipline. I still have to be accountable. I have to be dedicated. I have to put in the work. As a boss, you are a leader. Leaders set the example. Leaders show up to their organizations and businesses early, on time. They stay later. They're the first person in. They're the last ones out. They are pushing every day. They are bringing the energy. They are bringing the best attitude. They are putting in the sacrifice. Being an entrepreneur, you're going to have sacrifice. Let me tell you, there's many a days I've worked overtime and didn't get paid overtime, okay? Many a days. There's many of days I was the first one there. I was the last one out. Okay. Many of days I've had like that, but I still show up every day and I still bring my best foot forward. I still bring my positivity. I still bring the encouragement. I still push the team every day because you, as the boss, as the leader, you set the example. So high achievers aren't born. They are built through consistent daily habits. Coming up next, what are the daily habits of high achievers?
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
All right, all right. Welcome back. You're listening to me on the journey with Coach Erica. The talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. So make sure you tap in. If you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening in the car on the radio, that line is open. And today we are talking about the daily habits of high achievers, what winners do differently. I know I got some winners out there. I know I got some high achievers and some doers out there. So I want to hear. This is a topic. I want to hear it all. So make sure you tap in and tune in and share this with a friend. So as always, Journey Team, I love to bring in guests because you know what? A lot of times they sleep on our city, okay? Milwaukee isn't all that bad. People have so much negative to say, but remember when I talked about that positive talk and that energy? Listen, we got some winners here. We got some doers here. We have some high achievers here. And some of you may say, well, Coach Erica, I don't know nobody. Well, guess what? I'm here to tell you. That means you need to change up your circle then because that is the problem. Because we do have them here and I have two of them here, right here in the studio, and I'm going to get through this because y'all know I get excited and I get on my rant, but I want y'all to hear from them because they have taken time out of their busy day to show up for us and bring this energy. So without further ado, I'm going to kind of jump right in. So our first guest that we have here on the show today, live right here in the studio, not only is he a real estate investor, he is also an entrepreneur and the business owner of Raw Lifestyle. Now, let me tell, I'm going to hold this up to the camera. You see this little juice right here? Let me tell you, I have purchased this from Raw Lifestyle. And let me say this. Make sure you stay at home because it works. It works. Okay. When we talk about you need a cleanse for the girlies that's trying to get that cleanse for that beach body, right here. This is your cleanse. Okay. This is going to get you together and get all that waste and tox out your body. Okay. Because a lot of y'all, that some of the stuff we eat is just not right. So if you want to get that out and you want to start fresh for the new year, here you go. I just wanted to add that in there. But yes, we have him, the owner of this amazing juice, right here in the studio. Without further ado, we got Josh Murphy in the studio. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. How you feeling?
I am wonderful. So can you start off by telling our viewers and listeners a little bit about yourself and who you are? Who are you?
Well, we migrated from Chicago at a young age. My mother brought me here with no support. Wanted a better life for her kids.
Okay.
And I hope I done well by her. But then as through my journey, growing up fast, through the inner city.
Okay.
Seen a lot of, well, face a lot of adversity.
Okay.
And just seen a lot.
Okay.
And, well, who am I? I'm a cancer survivor.
Amazing.
I beat it in 61 days.
Wow.
I want to give a shout out to the people that's fighting cancer, that beat it, to my cousin Mika, that's fighting it right now, to Renee that's fighting it right now. Keep fighting. It's a long journey, but you can do it. I did it. I felt very vulnerable. I'm thankful to be here to even hope I can help somebody do it.
Okay.
Because I done it. I'm speaking from experience. The doctors told me all kind of stuff. He came in and just said, hey, you got cancer, and walked out the room. I wanted to go put him in a chokehold. Like, hey, come here.
Oh,
what do you mean? Like, you ain't. He's like, somebody else would be here to talk to you, talking about you busy. I'm like, wow. And I'm just sitting there in a fetal position like, wow, cancer. That's all I kept saying to myself, cancer. So then I just stopped eating a bunch of stuff, started researching, and then it led me to getting healthier. And once I beat it, it took me a while to tell him that I was off the medicine, because he gave me some medicine. They were trying to have surgery. I'm like, I ain't doing all that. And he was like, you still taking the medicine, Mr. Murphy? I'm like, yeah. But I'm doing my own research.
Okay.
I'm taking it, but to myself, I'm like, I ain't taking that stuff. That stuff hurt my stomach. Then he gave me other medicines for this, other medicines for that.
Okay.
And I'm like, before I knew it, it started from one medicine, and I'm on 10 different medicines. I'm like, I only got cancer, right? What's this other stuff?
Okay.
So I started healing myself, started feeling good. I was ashamed that I even had it. Like, maybe like I had an STD or something. Like, I didn't want to share the information with nobody. And then I finally shared my story after I beat it to an older lady that she had cancer. A friend of mine introduced me to her.
Okay.
And then one of my nurses was there from my doctor's office, and she remembered me, and she was like, she started crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? She was like, because I never seen a man be that vulnerable. I'm like, I'm just trying to save her. I'm like, I wish somebody would have came and told me about it. You know what I mean? Or like, help me. And because I realized your body heals itself.
Absolutely.
You just got to put the right things in it. And then I realized too, it's very expensive to be poor. To eat bad, that costs. That's very expensive. And it's cheaper to eat better.
Yeah.
But it's just more convenient to eat cheap stuff, quick. And it led me to the hospital. So I'm just hoping that somebody out here listening, that stop eating quick, take time to cook, take time to prep, do whatever you need to do if you want to be here.
Absolutely.
And I definitely want to be here.
Absolutely, because you heard me say it once, Journey Team, health is the real wealth. We need our health. We need to be healthy. And health goes deeper than just physical, your mental health, your spiritual health, physical health. You need to tap into all of that, because it's so important when we talk about preparing ourselves. Now, Josh, you are actually a real estate investor. Can you give us a little insight quick on your journey with real estate?
Well, you know, in the beginning, took losses. Learn from them. I could have just camped there and you know, set up a campfire and just stayed there and like, oh, this, that. But I just pushed through it and learned from it. And then it took me into like you know, buying distressed properties.
Okay.
I figured a different way. I'm like, okay, if this neighborhood is worth, say, 150,
okay,
and I catch the house for 20 or 30 mm-hmm. thousand, or and I put 20 in it. Okay. I'm like, that's $100,000.
Right.
But me not knowing that, you know, people are trying to manipulate you in different
Absolutely.
Ways so they can line their pockets up. Me not knowing that, me just being a student and learning from my mistakes, learning from people around me. I'm thankful for the people that I have in my life. I cherish you guys. I wish I could name everybody, but it's probably impossible. But I'm just very thankful. But my son's grandfather,
okay,
John Love, one of the first positive black males that I met. And he taught me, because I'm thinking he got to be doing something illegal. Because I'm like, you got all these houses, you got all this money. And he just asked me how he do it. He said he worked doubles for 20 years.
Okay.
And he said, when he said back in the day, houses was very cheap. He said he'd buy them flat out. He learned how to do work on his own. Mm-hmm. And he worked on his own houses, and he still worked doubles. And he's still collecting a lot of rent, still working doubles. I'm like,
dedication.
I'm like, yeah. So hard work definitely pays off. Mm-hmm. And if it weren't for him, I probably wouldn't even really got into real estate. I want to mimic him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Awesome.
So I'm definitely thankful for him.
So let's talk a little bit. So for those of you tapping in, we're talking about the daily habits of high achievers. So I talked a little bit about my routine and what my morning looks like and how I set the tone. Can you give our viewers a little insight on how do you set that morning routine? What does your morning snapshot looks like?
It's boring. It's boring. Daily habits. I'm just trying to get a little more comfortable.
Okay.
But daily habits is boring. Like I wake up, I salat. Pray.
Okay.
Most people meditate. Most people drink coffee. I drink tea. I try to get rid of the ants, the automatic negative thoughts from like the day before. Control my mind because I make my money off of thinking.
And okay.
Putting the right pieces together, putting the right people together. And I'm thankful for my team, whoever you may are, because it's a lot of different moving pieces, so you always change it, but I'm thankful for everybody.
Okay. And what do you believe a high achiever does daily?
What I believe it does daily?
What do you think a high achiever does on a daily basis? Just a couple things.
Praying.
Okay.
Eating the best food that they possibly can get a hold of.
Okay.
Going crazy in that gym. Thank you, Beth. My fit club, my fit kickboxing people, my club fit people.
Okay.
Thank y'all. Because if you hit that gym, you beat your body up and you already meditated. So anything that comes your way, you're ready for it. It's like you can drop the worst news on me. So it'd be like, oh, I already then did it. So it's like I'm more than ready. So just that, like thinking, like high achievers, they do a lot of thinking. They How's you going to be a high achiever? You got to be using your brain.
Absolutely. Definitely. And my last question, what do you think winners do differently?
Winners win. They adjust. They adapt.
Mm-hmm.
They lost more than anybody who you ever see walking around. Any winner has lost a lot and learned from that.
Absolutely.
That's how they won. Like, I could speak for myself. I could speak for my cousins, my brothers, Motor, Hen, Mike Henry. Like we lose. You lose a lot.
Absolutely.
But then people only see when you win, and then after you go through so much, I'm gonna speak for me now. Like sometimes I might, as I cross the goal line, I'm gonna spike the ball because it's like everything I had to go through to get here, and then I might offend somebody. Like why are you spiking the ball? I'm like, you don't know what I just went through. I got dropkick, clothesline, beat up, but I'm still here. And I ain't show it. Like, you ain't even see it. So once I'm like, woo, so you might see me overly having fun. Like, you might see me like, why are he doing that?
Right.
I just got dropkick.
Absolutely. And that's the part most people don't know on this journey to success journey team. There are going to be obstacles. Every person is going to face something. You're going to face something. But the key is figuring out how to keep yourself pushing and going under that pressure. But remember, high achievers don't wait for the moment. They create it. Coming up next, more on the daily habits of high achievers and what winners do differently.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Okay, hello. That's the right topic right there. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. The talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Make sure we tap in, Journey Team. Today we are talking the daily habits of high achievers, what winners do differently. And we have another amazing guest, and I'm going to dive right in because I want to make sure we have time to go over her amazing story. Now, not only is she a woman, she's a Black woman, and she's a business owner. She has been in the business sector She's been in the public service sector for over 24 years, a college educator, a business consultant, and soon to be a realtor. Y'all know how I feel about my girls. Y'all better stop playing with her because we out here doing big things, okay? What we talking about? We talking about what winners do differently. And we have a winner right here in the studio. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Sherelle Edwards. How are you, Sherelle?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing good. So we are talking about these daily habits. Can we start off with you telling our viewers and listeners a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
You've pretty much answered it, but who I am, first of all, I'm a mom.
Okay.
A mom of four amazing daughters.
Okay.
Shouts out to them. I'm also a grandmother. In addition to that, I'm a leader. I'm a friend.
Absolutely.
I try to put myself in whatever role that I can to help whomever. So I wear many hats, basically.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. And can you talk a little bit about your journey into, you know, we talk about real estate on this show a lot. Today, we're kind of focusing more on mindset, but what's you're soon to be a realtor. How has that journey been going?
Okay, so, all right, listeners. So I'm actually being mentored by Coach Erica. So that's like a trick question. Obviously, it's amazing. It's been a great journey. I learned a lot from her. It's definitely something that it's foreign territory for me, but I'm embracing the journey. So
yes, absolutely. And I'm excited for Sherelle, y'all. She is amazing. And I talked about energy, and she has great energy, and she's positive. And I want y'all to let that sink in because, again, energy is everything. Okay, let's keep our energy high. Can you talk a little bit about what your morning routine looks like?
My morning routine is simple, but it's intentional.
Okay. I like that. Simple, but intentional.
Thank you. So basically, just like Josh said, you know, I wake up and I pray. I don't get right into prayer. The first thing that I do, and I have to be honest, I check on my children.
Okay. That's good.
And if I'm not home, there's a call made to my children.
Okay.
So when I know that my home is okay, mm-hmm. that's when I spend time with God. And
absolutely.
I thank Him for that.
Absolutely.
Because there's someone whose alarm clock is still going off and will never wake up. So I start there first.
Absolutely.
And then I make sure that I think about how I want my day to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that I am responding to the day
okay.
instead of reacting to it.
I like that too. Okay. Yes. So I like that. And Sherelle points it out. A lot of good things, right? You know, just being intentional with your day. Like, that goes back to what I was saying in the first segment about, you know, when you wake up, you set the tone for your day, Journey Team. And if you wake up negative and you don't move with purpose and intent, my question is, what are you doing? What are you doing? My favorite saying is we all get the same 24 hours in the day, but the only difference from individual to individual is what are you doing with your day? Are you going to be the person that spends your day complaining about everything? Let me be the first to tell you, we all have complaints. Nobody doesn't not have a complaint, but what are you going to do with your day? We all are faced with obstacles. We all are faced with challenges. We all are faced with disappointments. We all get bad news. We all, you heard it from Josh, we all take losses. Your coach, I have taken several losses, many financial losses, many disappointments, but I still get up with intent. I still push every day. I still make something happen. And that is key. I don't want to go too much on a rant, but I got to say this. That is key when we talk about daily habits and high achievers and winners. You got to make the best of your day. Every day you get up and step foot out your door, you should be making progress. If you have not checked off one thing to make progress for the day, that's a problem. And I'm here to tell you that very transparent. That's a problem. We need to make progress every single day. We need to be intentional. Be intentional with your time. We don't have time to waste. Somebody tonight is not waking up in the morning. And that's facts right there. So we need to be intentional with our time and make good use of our day. But I'm going to get off my rant. But I really like that. So I had to slide that in. I'm sorry, y'all. But let's get back to Sherelle. Okay. So can you tell us what you believe what high achievers do daily? What do you think a high achiever does daily?
As I said before, you have to plan intentionally.
Absolutely.
You have to be willing to do the uncomfortable work.
That's a good one right there.
And you need time to reflect.
Absolutely.
I believe it's really important to do what I refer to in my line of work as a after action review. You have to go back and review and say, okay, what worked, what didn't, and why.
Yes.
And for me personally, I hear you and Josh say you took a lot of losses. For me, I agree, but I use a different verbiage because I believe in the power of positive thinking. So for me, it's no failures, just lessons.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the tattoos that I have on me to remind me that there is no failures. It was a lesson. Everything that I go through, every setback, there is a lesson.
Absolutely. 100% agree with everything that you just said. I mean, I think you hit it spot on. It is a lesson, and we are going to go through lessons, right? And we have to, you know, still keep pushing, even in those lessons. And I think that's key because it's so hard to have something happen, right, Journey Team, or something not go the way we want it to go, and then we kind of get, like, stuck in that moment. But it's, like, kind of like Sherelle said, how do we reflect? How do we be real with ourselves? Sometimes the hardest thing, Journey Team, is being true to you, like looking yourself in the mirror and actually saying, you know what? This is really what it is. Sometimes people are not at that point to be able to do that. But how do you look at yourself in the mirror? How do you be truthful, be honest, move past that and accept the lesson, but keep going? Because that is the key. And I would have to say, I'm going to just put it out there. High achievers, winners, doers, they keep going. They don't stop. You don't let obstacles stop you. You keep going. You push through. You fight through. You don't end at that point. And that kind of leads into my next question of what do you think winners do differently?
Well, honestly, I believe as a winner, and again, I speak for myself, I have to protect my mindset. And I'm going to protect my peace at all costs.
Absolutely.
That also includes my accomplishments. What I teach my children, and I talk to a lot of people that are very close to me that I mentor, are knowing the four F's of your social circle.
Okay. Oh, right? I want to hear this.
It's your family.
Okay.
Your friends, your followers, and your foes.
Ooh,
they can all look alike.
Okay. Wait, let me run that back. So we got family, friends, followers, and foes. Y'all heard her. Them
Absolutely.
Four F's. Get that written down, Journey Team. Okay.
All right. So obviously with your family, that's your bloodline typically, right?
Okay.
So that's given to you. You don't choose your family.
Okay.
Your friends, you have a choice.
Absolutely.
Your followers, they'll support you from a distance, but they're also low-key haters.
Listen, social media, oh, they watch you good. They watch you real good. They won't like your stuff. They won't comment. But you see them at the grocery store. Oh, hey, Coach Erica, I saw you. I'm like, geez, you
Absolutely.
Know everything about me. But
Absolutely.
You don't even interact.
Absolutely.
I just had to throw that in there.
I totally agree with you. And then obviously your foes.
Yes.
So you have to know the difference. And this is how you win, because you will know how and when to keep people in their respective categories.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. That is an amazing way to break it down. Journey Team, if you didn't get anything else, you should have wrote down those four F's, because let me tell you, that was nicely said and nicely broken down. And when we talk about, Sherelle mentioned it, reflection. That's a great starting point to reflect. I need you to make that list right now and start reflecting on each category. What does this look like for family? What does this look like for friends? What does this look like for, what was the next one?
Followers.
Followers. And what does this look like for foes? Because Sherelle mentioned it earlier. Reflection is important. And that's one thing that I do, and I'm also very big on. I like to keep my entrepreneur life and my personal life very separate. You will never see me mix that. And, you know, in my personal life, I'm always reflecting. How can I be better? How can I be some more supportive to my friends and my families? How can I self-improve? Because self-improvement is important for you to, you know, kind of overspill to others. And then when I think about being a business owner, what can I do to be a better leader? What can I do to rise us higher? What is working well? What's not working well? Where do we need improvement? As a business owner, I'm reflecting on that. I feel like on a day-to-day basis, on my ride home from the long day, I'm on the freeway driving home, and I'm just like, a lot of times I drive home silent in the car, no music, I don't talk to anybody, I crack the window, and I just ride, and I allow my mind to just release and think about the day. How did this day go today? What did we accomplish today? What happened today? What bothered me today? What went well today? All those things are important when we talk about getting it out, because too many of y'all try to hold it in. Number one, that's not healthy. Get it out. I'm not saying you got to talk to everybody, but find your way to get it out. But I got to say this. Remember, success is built in the small things you do daily. But coming up next, more on what winners do differently. Stay tuned, y'all.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to me on the journey with Coach Erica. The talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Journey team, make sure you tap in, stay tuned in, share this with a friend or a family or a follower. We are talking everything about daily habits of high achievers, what winners do differently. We've gotten some amazing perspective from both of our guests that are in studio today. But I want to keep the conversation going before we close out for the night. And what I want to hit on is some highlights that I want to touch on when we talk about daily habits of a high achiever and what winners do differently. So press the record button, because here we go. It's about to get real. Okay, here we go. When I talk about a winner, what does a winner do differently? Number one, Journey Team, they have a morning routine. I don't know a winner that does not have a morning routine. I don't know one. If you know one, please call in, because I don't know a winner that does not have some type of morning routine, whatever that looks like for them. I'm not saying your routine got to be like mine's, but you need to have a routine, because yes, adults need structure just like children. Number two, they prioritize what matters most. Yes, winners prioritize. Listen, I am the queen. You hear me? The queen, like somebody's grandma. With a list, I got a notebook in my purse that I carry. Yes, every day. Listen, I could be out of the country and my book is with me, and I'm on the airplane taking my to-do list, my notes. I got my posties in there. I keep my posties in my purse. Yes, I'm putting myself out there. I don't care about y'all judging me, because I'm telling you, it matters. Calendars. I just got to the point where I like to use my calendar in the phone. As a side note, that's that old fashioned is coming out. I used to have planners, but I don't carry planners no more, y'all. I just use my phone calendar, but I live by my phone calendar. That keeps me organized. That keeps me in tune with my day. My to-do list helps me stay on task, but not only that, it encourages me. It because it's rewarding when I can go to my list and be like, yes, I got that done today. I got this done today. Yes, I made it through the day. Don't judge me until you try it and you see the effect that it has on you. So get your list together. Get your calendars together. Winners stay consistent. Again, you don't show up when you feel like it. I don't care if you are an entrepreneur, if you a W-2 worker, whatever that looks like, you are consistent. You show up and you do what you got to do. You give it your best. You give it your all. You don't come in. You don't slack. You don't come in with excuses. You don't come in with doubt and talking about how everything is going to come in and go wrong. You come in and do, and it shows in what you do. Winners protect their time. Now, it took me a while to learn this one, but I got it now, y'all. They say no. No is a complete sentence. No. Coach Erica, are you able to come to the show this weekend? No. Have a great show, by the way. No, it is okay to say no, okay? Set boundaries. And don't waste other people's time. Now, that word, that little phrase right there, I could go so many ways, but I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm a stay focused. Stop wasting people's time. In whatever area that relates to your life, stop wasting people's time. You don't want nobody to waste your time, so don't waste nobody else's time. I mean, it's just that simple. Surround yourself with the right people. I have stressed this all night. I'm going to go back to Sherelle for F's. The followers, families, foes, and friends. Okay? Y'all need to check it in tonight. I need y'all to really figure out who in each category, what that energy looks like. And if that energy is not there, you need to do something about that. That's a problem. If they're an energy sucker, you need to get rid of them. I'm here to tell you that. Tell them Coach Erica said it. You need to take care of your health. Oh, I could go so on with this one because health is important. I don't think people realize how important our health is. Health, I cannot say it enough. Health is the real wealth. You need sleep. Yes, I work a lot, but I still get sleep. I listen to my body. Matter of fact, I just had to do it today. I feel so guilty today, y'all. I didn't go work out this morning, and it threw my whole routine off. I got in the car like, dang, I ain't go to the gym. I just felt terrible about it all day. It took me to lunch to get over that. But the point I'm making is tap into your body. And this morning, I tapped in with my body, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to force it. I'm going to give myself some grace. I'm going to lay here a little bit longer because my body is tired right now and I need rest. And it's okay to acknowledge and tap in with what it is that you need. You need to have a balanced diet. You need to do some type of movement and work out. Get your body moving. Put the right things in your body. When I transitioned over to being healthy, let me tell you, you notice it right away. When you put crap in your body, oh, you feel the effects instantly when you truly make the change to a healthy lifestyle. Our bodies don't want that. If you can't tell the difference now, it's probably because your body is too filled with too much toxins and crap. So you can't tell the difference. But when you make the transition, trust me, you will notice the difference in how much energy you have, how you feel, how you can think clear. Your skin is going to be clear. You're just going to feel good, y'all. The other thing, allow for rest and reset. That is so important. Mind you, I'm all about the hustle. I'm all about the push, the go get it, the make it happen. But I also allow myself to set and reset every day. For those of you that don't know, your coach, I'm the vacation queen. I like to take vacation. That is actually how I reset. I look forward to my vacation coming. That gives me something to look forward to. And then when I go on vacation, I can truly reset. Whatever that looks like for you. Most nights, I just allow myself quiet time. I have multiple TVs in my house, and I don't know why, because I don't watch any of them. Okay? Another side note, I don't have any live streams or cable. I'm one of those people. I don't have anything. And I know you're like, what? I just don't want it. I don't feel like I need it. And I'm not a TV person. I prefer to read a book. I prefer to sit in silence. And most times I'm on my laptop, truthfully working on something. So I barely watch TV. But I allow myself that quiet time that I need. And winners, they see the vision. Every winner has a vision and they create a path for themselves. And as we mentioned earlier, they have obstacles. They're not exempt. They don't get exempt from that, but they still keep pushing. And time just goes so fast when we having a good time, Journey Team. But I want to say this. Thank you to our guests, Sherelle and Josh, for coming on the show. Journey Team, you can find, if you want to get this juice, when we talk about get your body right, let's get them toxins out tonight. You can follow Josh on Raw Lifestyle on Instagram. He's on Instagram and TikTok, so you can catch him there. And I want to also mention in this in closing, you can also follow me more on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, ericaodomjourney.com, a little bit of everywhere. But this is what I will say in closing. Your daily habits are your roadmap to success. Stay committed. Stay growing. You've been on the journey with me, Coach Erica. Until the next show, January 6th, I want y'all to keep winning. Get your energy up. Get your health up. Be intentional. Let's reflect. Until next time, Journey Team, have an amazing, safe holiday. Y'all be well. Have a happy new year, because I won't see y'all till after the new year. But we'll be back.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the Journey Show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.